6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your visit today.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixler app. So make sure you download that. No matter if you have an iPhone or an Android, doesn't matter. It's free and there's no ads and good quality audio. So make sure you download it and check us out there. Rude, how's it going today?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Go Celtics.
Yeah, it was a good win last night. It didn't. Well, I had like a 13 leg parlay and I got 10 of them, 10 of the 13. So,
yeah, I don't even think I've done that good, but good. That's good news for you.
Yeah. Draymond Green got me again and him getting thrown out of the game. I got to stop picking him on any parlays because he screws me almost every time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Everybody's been screwing old Rude lately.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get on the right side of things soon.
Yeah, I'm on the right train, but the wrong tracks.
Been there before.
Yeah.
Sounds like a country song.
It could be.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, and speaking of bets, I don't know if you saw what Charles Barkley had to say about sports betting. But it's kind of ironic coming out of his mouth that he says that there's too much of it. And that's a big statement for him since he does endorsements for FanDuel.
Yeah. And he's something else anyways, man. That I seen that video of him on TikTok saying he was going to. Somebody's mom. Mm-hmm. Unreal, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was I can't believe he said that.
Did he get any swats or, you know, spankings for that?
No. Wow. No, I don't think anything was ever said. At least I mean nothing publicly was ever said about it.
Yeah.
So
that was on TNT, right?
Yeah, I guess it was like, you know, before they were live.
Right.
Or after they were live, somebody was yelling something at him and he said he'd go visit their mom only in a sexual connotation.
Yeah,
but I think
yeah, and he was probably gonna have a happy ending.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
But yeah, he said yesterday that there's too much of it, and we've got people in the stands betting on who's gonna make the next free throws. I'll be honest with you, I don't ever see that pop up on any of the sports betting apps that I have.
I think it's available on FanDuel and DraftKings. You just got to go into the live partition of it. But yeah, I know, like with the MLB, you can pick if the next pitch will be a strike or whatnot, you know, to that degree. But yeah, man, I couldn't imagine putting anything over a dollar on something like that, man. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And he also said if he was a scumbag, he'd look at a guy in the stands, a quote unquote friend, and say, "Yo, I'm gonna miss both of these free throws now." Now that's cheating. But I don't know, like, you know, in the first quarter of 2022, over $26 billion was bet on US sports book, and that's over 100% increase from last year. So obviously you and I aren't the only folks doing it. Man. And I threw one out there today that was a long shot, but I won on that long shot Friday. But I had Albert Pujols hitting a home run today, and that screwed the whole thing up. So, And Cardinals lost 2-1 to the Rays, got swept. So,
yeah, that was a rough series, man, especially that walk off the other night.
Yeah, that was bad. Real bad. You know, he was saying that it's like toothpaste that's out of the tube. He doesn't know how it's going to get put back in. But I just think it's really ironic that a guy that endorses FanDuel is complaining about sports betting. And gosh, there was $282 million in national TV ads from that sportsbook brands had spent from September of last year through May of this year. So it's definitely not going anywhere.
No, it ain't going nowhere, man. I'm kind of curious as to what they put back into the community. I mean, you talk community. I mean, most of these are tied in with the big city. I think, don't quote me on this, but it's FanDuel like out of New Jersey, like New York area? Because I know it goes to one of those, at least my account goes to one of those casinos out east. And DraftKings is kind of odd, because when I came down to see you, it like totally switched casinos and tied in with one down there in Louisiana instead of, you know, the one that's usually here in St. Louis area. So I'm not sure how that works and how they can give back or whatnot, but you know, if they are giving back, that's great. And I'm sure they are, but I just don't know where it's going.
Yeah. Well, see, the only thing, I don't know for sure if it's out of New Jersey. The only reason why I say that is because I know to get an LLC, a lot of companies will do that out of New Jersey, 'cause it's one of the least expensive, and there's not a lot of guidelines for it. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of it. But yeah, it's like, I want to say like Treasure Island or something, casino that it's tied to here. I'm assuming, well, no, DraftKings has the old Casino Queen in St. Louis, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's the one in St. Louis. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I have no idea, but that'd be kind of cool to see what they're supporting, you know, because I know they're getting truckloads of money, man. Like you said, I mean, you just told us. I mean, it's a lot of dough.
Yeah, and I always assumed that part of the whole deal with casinos or any type of gambling was that that part of that, you know, the tax on it goes to schools and stuff like that. But I don't know if that's how it is anymore. Who knows with the way the government's ran anymore?
Yeah, because you know they say with the Illinois lottery, they say that goes to schooling and whatnot, but you know, all the schools are broke. So what's that?
Well, I remember before I moved here that there for a while that they couldn't, the Illinois lottery couldn't pay out over $500 because they'd give you an IOU, which is completely against the law.
Yeah, that's I remember that they weren't paying out any big jackpots because apparently they were broke. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know the roads up here need some serious work on them, man. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm mind boggled on where some of this cash flow goes or whose pocket it's going in or what.
There you go. I think you just hit the nail on the head, because I can tell you down here there's no roads being repaired.
Yeah.
you've seen how awesome those are when you're here.
Yeah, but that's another story for another day, I guess.
Yep. So, all right, man. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we got a bunch to get to. So let's get busy. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say Radio Show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Just like an arsenal, that's to a perfect man.
Game 3 last night, NBA Finals. Rude, what was your take on that that game? I was happy that the Celtics won.
Yeah, I was real happy, but I was it was kind of the way the stats ended up in the old stat book when the game was over. I was kind of like, he scored this many when I thought he was going to score way more. You know, it's kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I had I almost took the under on Steph Curry. He ended up with 31 last night. But I think it was another case where, well, I know they only scored last night. Celtics won 116 to 100, taking a 2-1 lead in the series. But the Warriors came out, had a big third quarter like they've had the previous two games. Not as bad of a third quarter for the Celtics, though. They had 25 in the third. But the thing was that the Warriors just completely fell apart in the fourth quarter and only had 11 points, which, you know, obviously that's huge. If you're only scoring 11 points in a quarter, the chances are real good you're probably not going to win the overall game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I kind of liked old Green's performance because he got the fans raining down some F bombs on him, which is all right by me.
Yeah. I didn't really have a problem with it, but you know, they took exception to it, especially Klay Thompson. And he was quoted as saying, let's see, what was his exact quotes? "We've played in front of rude people before, dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Real classy. Good job, Boston." you know, it's as expensive as it is to go to an NBA game, especially an NBA Finals game. If they want to cuss, I mean, that's their prerogative. They paid their ticket. They're not hurting anybody. It might be hurting your feelings.
Yeah. I mean, he is a Splash Brother, so, you know, the tears are flowing.
Right. Well, and you know, here's another instance of Draymond Green is no saint. You know, he brings a lot of that on with the things that he does, the things that he says. He's very outspoken, so and very polarizing. So it's no surprise when something like this happens. I know his wife, she went on social media and put this big long diatribe on that something like that would never happen. With Warrior fans, they're above all of that, and you know, I which is completely untrue. I don't, you know, I know even here, when the Pels were playing against the Suns, there was a guy on their team. I don't even remember what his name is off the top of my head right now, but they were doing the same thing, and you know, it was loud. It's rowdy. That's the way it goes.
Especially, you know, a lot of those, I know they're not playing in Oakland anymore, but you know, it's a hop, mm-hmm. skip and a jump away where they're playing in San Francisco, mm-hmm. Or nearby. I don't know exactly. It could be, but anyways, you know, things are going to get said and stuff's going to happen. I mean, but you know, when you pay that price of admission, heck, I go to, you know, Cardinal games, and you know, there's some hooting and hollering going on in the fields, and you know, mm-hmm. That's part of the game. It's part of the experience. And you know, the times that we live in now, that's, you're going to see that a lot more often because people think that they can, you know, it's free speech, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, absolutely. And you know, as long as you're not, you know, yelling racial slurs or something like that, I don't really see anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you're talking about somebody who brought it on himself in a lot of regard. You know, it's almost a daily thing with him of having some type of soundbite of him instigating, instigating a fan base or instigating the animosity between two teams. I mean, that's just who he is. Like, he's not out there to score points. I mean, my God, what did he have last night? 2 points. He had 2 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds and played 35 minutes. His job is not to go out and score points. His job is to do exactly that. He kind of, to me, he almost is like a Kmart version of Dennis Rodman or Barkley.
Yeah, except Barkley could score.
Yeah, and Rodman would have a ton more. He'd have 20 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, watching watching Rodman shoot back in the day, that was almost painful to watch.
Right.
But, you know, he'd get lucky sometimes. But, yeah, old the Worm, he was out there to stir up some SH, man. That's for sure.
Yeah. He was there to stir the pot for sure. And, the funny thing about him is that he actually was a really good scorer in college. He was averaging like 20 points a game, something like that. But whenever he got to get drafted, he realized that he wouldn't make it in the NBA trying to score. He had to find something else. And so essentially he just wanted to do all the dirty work that nobody else wanted to do.
Yep.
And, you know, it worked out for him, made it into the Hall of Fame, but somebody was telling the other night when I was watching, it might've been game one or something. They were referring to Draymond Green as a future Hall of Famer. I'm like, for what?
Are you serious? There is no freaking way, man.
Yeah. I'm like, his stats don't show that he was a Hall of Famer. I mean,
no,
he can play okay defense, I guess. I'm not really blown away by when I watch him about with how he plays defense. He's a big crybaby for sure.
Yeah. Whoever said that smoked their lunch and their dinner, man. They're higher than a kite. There is no way he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
No, I don't see it either, man. So game four, I believe, is tomorrow night. So, and I think it'll be interesting. I don't think the Chants are going to stop in Boston. And this is a big game, man. If the Celtics go up 3-1, it's going to be real tough for the Warriors to pull this out.
Yeah, and I hope they do go up 3-1, man. Good for the Celtics.
Yep. All right. Well, we need to take a break and get some news. We'll come back. We've got a bit more to go. We got some Florida Man to get to, and Peyton Manning might be getting a new job, and we got some other stuff to talk about. So stick around. We'll be right back. I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I won't try and shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Justice Department formally announces its civil investigation of the Louisiana State Police. Kristen Clark, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division, says they will focus on two main issues.
First, whether the Louisiana State Police has a pattern or practice of using excessive force. And second, whether the Louisiana State Police engages in racially discriminatory policing practices against Black people and other people of color.
Higher education will see a record increase in funding for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The money contained in the budget for universities and colleges contains a pay raise for faculty. And there's also $5 million for Title IX and power-based violence training programs. Higher Education Commissioner Kim Hunter-Reed.
So this $5 million reflects the specific request of our system to help with everything from training to compliance to prevention and education work.
LRN.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who's playing by following us on Instagram at midnightrevivalnola. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
And You know, we talked yesterday about the Walter Penner family agreeing to buy the Broncos for $4.65 billion with a B dollars. And apparently also I saw today that they outbid Magic Johnson and Kanye West. Could you imagine Kanye West owning an NFL team?
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. I would, oh man, that would just go on.
But they did decide, and I think this is a good move. And I talk about this because it's about a local boy, Peyton Manning, and apparently they're wanting to bring him in to have a role in the organization that could even eventually lead to an equity stake in the franchise. This is according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. I think the dude, it seems like everything he does pretty well, you know. Like, I wasn't a huge Peyton Manning fan whenever he was playing, but I certainly enjoy his commercials. I think he's a funny guy, and I do enjoy, I don't know if you've watched on ESPN Plus the Peyton's Places. Have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't watched any of that yet, but yeah, you're right. He is a pretty interesting dude, and he is funny. I like his commercials, and I like what he was doing with his brother, you know, on Monday Night Football.
I do too.
I got a kick out of it. And is John Elway still the general manager?
I guess as of right now, he is. I thought he was also trying to put together a group to buy them, but apparently not. I would assume everything would stay in place unless things don't go well this year. And then, you know, then it could be a change of direction. But, you know, I think Manning would be a really good owner in the NFL. I remember that, you know, he's got his hand in just about everything. And I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got good business sense. And, you know, it always helps to have a fan favorite in the you know, front office. So why not?
Yeah, he got him a Super Bowl. And, you know, I think the Broncos will have a pretty good year with bringing in old Russell, the love muscle.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think they're, you know, a lot of it, I think, is going to depend on their running game and their defense also. I think those are the key areas for to see whether or not how successful they're going to be. Yeah, man, let's do it. Let's get Peyton some ownership. So somebody else is wanting to, and this I think is the opposite. I think this would be absolutely terrible. Somebody else wants to get in on owning a professional sports team, and that's LeBron James. He wants to own an NBA team, and specifically he wants to own an NBA team in Las Vegas.
Of course he does.
Yeah. He is part of the ownership group of the Boston Red Sox right now, which, you know, that always, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's all opportunity and when it presents itself, but I find it odd whenever, you know, he's from the Cleveland area. He's from Akron. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you try to own part of your hometown teams? You know, like, I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And you know what's odd? It's not really odd, but it just tells you how much money these guys are making, you know, now. When we were younger, or kids, you could say, you didn't really hear of too many players having enough cash to front up that, you know. Rarely. I never heard of anything like that. The only person like that I heard of was Michael Jordan, and, you know, with all his, I mean, he made money while he was playing, but along with all his endorsements, you know, I can see why, you know, old MJ would have it. And, you know, that was awesome for him to go, you know, be a part of the Charlotte Hornets. But I don't know about LeBron.
No, I don't. I think it'd be a terrible idea. And even with Michael was only making, for most of his career, he was only making about to I think it was like $2.8 to $3.2 million a year. I say only, but for what he was worth, but he was making all his money off of endorsements until his contract came up. And to his credit, he always was a man of his word, and he never tried to renegotiate that contract, because he said that that's, you know, that was what he agreed to, and that's that. And when that contract came up, though, then he was getting $25 million a year, which back then, you know, in the late 90s, that was a lot of dough. It's a lot of dough now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, all these players now that, you know, looked up to Michael Jordan, or, you know, even Kobe Bryant, I think they wanted to look up to them as players, but as when they started seeing the dollar signs, they wanted to go, like we talked about, like you building like this dream team, like, you know, LeBron did down in Miami. And, you know, stay true to your team, man. Don't be jumping around, because that's stupid, I think, man. I don't know.
I'm with you. And I think too that there's also a lot of it, you know, maybe this is because of growing up in St. Louis, and you see what it's like with the St. Louis Cardinals, but I'm a big fan of legacy players, and, you know, guys sticking with the same team, you know, guys like Drew Brees, you know, that are going to be with, granted that was his second team, but he'll always be known as a Saint, you know, regardless of his 3 years in San Diego.
Yeah.
But, you know, the loyalty aspect of it. And I think that when you have a great player that is loyal to that franchise, I think that it makes so much, you know, it puts butts in the seats, you know, bottom line. Mm-hmm. And I think it behooves these athletes to do something like that, as opposed to bouncing from club to club and, you know, trying to chase rings. When, you know, if you could build a dynasty and have somebody that's going to be there forever, I just think it's a way better situation. It's better for public relations, just all the way around. I think it's a better deal. Mm-hmm. And obviously LeBron James is not that guy. I mean,
no.
My God, I remember that stupid ESPN special on whenever he went to Miami and I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
I liked him up until that point, and then I was like, ugh, get out of here, dude. And,
yeah, he's too much bells and whistles, man. I mean, get over yourself, dude.
Yep. Real quick, we got about a minute and a half before we need to take a break, but if you haven't been paying attention, and by the looks of the attendance, you haven't, good old quote from Major League, the Angels have been in quite the tailspin. They've had a 13-game losing streak, and also got their manager Joe Maddon fired, which I don't mind Joe Maddon. I think he's a good coach. But they've tried to change their luck, and they did it with playing Nickelback songs on repeat Wednesday night, and it didn't work.
Are they trying to drive these fans to hurting themselves?
I think they're trying to see how many people would jump off the upper deck.
Wow.
Shohei Ohtani came out to photograph, and Joe Adele came to the dish to Rockstar.
Good old photograph. That song, I never hit the old seek button on the radio so fast in my life when I would hear that, man.
Yeah, the whole list was they had Ohtani had photograph, Adele had Rockstar, Walsh Kid came out to How You Remind Me, Duffy had Someday, Lagares, If Today Was Your Last Day, Marsh, When We Stand Together, Mayfield, What Are You Waiting For, Suzuki had This Afternoon, and Wade had Animals. You know, I think the best quote I've ever heard that pretty much sums up Nickelback was a quote from Dave Grohl. And Dave said, if you play Nickelback backwards, you hear the devil. But what's worse is if you play him forwards, you hear Nickelback.
Yeah, I remember that. That's awesome, man. And Yeah, he hit the nail right on the head there, didn't he?
He really did. I mean, I remember, you know, and I don't want to go down the road of politics, but I remember also that not a lot of people know this. This is probably because at the time of my, well, and I still do it a little bit, but late night, go down the rabbit hole of YouTube watching music videos. And you know that those clowns had a video about the Michael Brown stuff in Ferguson, Missouri.
Hmm.
What in the hell do they know about any of that? They're from Canada, number one, and they had no idea what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't know that either, man, so I really can't comment on it.
Yeah, I'll have to find that song and I'll send it to you. It's a doozy. So, all right, man. Well, let's take a break and we'll wrap things up with another edition of Florida Man, since it's Thursday evening. And so we'll be right back after this.
So ever I feel is come the light, whatsoever I fall on came out alive. Just spend every day.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Thursday, That means we got to take that weekly trip to Florida, and we need to check in and see what these folks are up to this week. So without any further ado, here's some Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, Rude. Let's see. This week we've got a guy that this comes from USA Today, so you know it's legit. The headline is: a Florida man thought a 7-foot alligator was a dog on a leash. Guess what happened then?
Uh-oh.
The alligator bit him. A Florida man was bitten by an alligator he thought was a dog while outside of a motel. Number one, even better that somebody had an alligator on a leash outside a motel. A motel, not a hotel, mind you. The man was walking outside at Warm Mineral Springs Motel in Northport when he saw a dark figure moving along the bushes. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office told WFLA. He thought it was a dog on a long leash, and it didn't move out of the way. Okay, that's good. At least the alligator wasn't on a leash, which wouldn't surprise me because it's Florida. He thought it was a dog on a long leash and didn't move out of the way. Then the alligator bit his leg and ripped out a piece of muscle tissue. According to WWSB, the man found a deputy responding to a nearby call who called emergency personnel to take the man to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So there you go. I've seen alligators. I'd have never thought that they just
one can be mistaken for a dog.
No.
I mean, what kind of dog has a snout like that with all those shiny teeth and right? A tail that could just whip your ass right off the ground? I mean,
at a motel, which I'm assuming, you know, I'm yet to come across a motel that's not what's the best way to put that, a pay by the hour type of a place.
Yeah, the old don't tell motel.
Yeah, absolutely. Where daddies go to cheat on their mommies.
Yeah.
Oh man. Let's see here. Here's one that comes from, where's this one coming from? This comes from a retirement home in Florida called The Villages. And this is actually from USA Today. And the headline is: Florida man, 77, punches friend, 84, in the face during a round of golf at The Villages. I guess it's a retirement facility. What? This doesn't even make sense. The Villages bills itself as Florida's friendliest retirement hometown, but things aren't so friendly at De La Vista Golf Course recently. A golf outing between two friends turned violent when Richard Randall, 77, allegedly punched his 84-year-old playing partner in the face, leading to an arrest on a charge of battery on a person 65 years or older. Really? I mean, they're both 65 years or older.
Yeah.
According to the Sumter County deputies, Randall later entered a plea of not guilty, according to court documents. According to the arrest affidavit, the skirmish happened on April 29th. Deputies say a third member of the golf outing witnessed Randall and the other man arguing on the fourth hole. The man says it wasn't uncommon for the two to bicker. As things escalated, the 84-year-old man flipped off Randall, who then said, "Do it again and I'll hit you." And according to the affidavit, the friend did it again, and Randall reportedly punched a man in the face then. The 84-year-old fell to the ground, and deputies say then had to be taken to the hospital, where he was reported to have a bruise on his face.
Poor guy. They should have just let him play.
Right? I mean, to charge him with, essentially elderly abuse when the guy is elderly.
Yeah, both of them are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ridiculous. All right. And then we have this one. And this comes from the Miami Herald, and the headline is: "Don't make me use this. Florida man stabbed in a fight over a breakfast treat," cops say.
I'm wondering if it was an apple pie from McDonald's.
It was not. Two roommates fought over a popular breakfast treat in Central Florida early Monday, and one ended up behind bars. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, the deputy responded to the Nightshade student living community near the University of Central Florida in Orlando shortly after midnight. The officer made contact with an individual in the living room who said his roommate had stabbed him following a dispute over food. The two were arguing about past incidents where someone ate a toaster strudel, said the report, pertaining to the Pillsbury snack, whose slogan is "Something better just popped up." Well, we could use that in so many different instances.
Yes.
The victim told the deputy that during the altercation, Griffin Crystals first slapped his cell phone out of his hand and used pepper spray while the victim was washing the irritant off his face at the sink. The 21-year-old allegedly lunged at him from behind with a metal pot, subsequently pulling out a pocket knife. The violent incident was caught on video, according to the police report. In the footage, investigators heard Crystal calling his roommate a B and a criminal before allegedly attacking him. "Don't make me use this," the suspect is heard saying on the video, says the affidavit. "Then I'm going to stab you." Well, number one, who says "I'm going to stab you" before they actually do it?
Yeah.
Usually you just do it.
Yeah, are you sure their names weren't Lloyd and Harry?
I know, right? That does sound like Dumb and Dumber.
Wow.
A third roommate witnessed the fight and corroborated the story told by the victim, who was treated on the scene for a deep gash to his hand and forearm. Crystal was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, battery and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and the student was briefly held on a $6,500 bond. Miami Herald reached out to UCF, and the school said it had no affiliation with the off-campus housing complex.
I just want to say real fast, I've never heard the words toaster strudel and pepper spray in the same sentence.
Right? I know. That's a first for me, too. The fact that he hit him with a pot and stabbed him and used pepper spray, I mean, that's a lot for a toaster strudel. I know there's broke college kids.
Yeah, who was this guy to withstand that beating, you know?
Maybe it was Johnny Knoxville. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida this week. So let's all be thankful we're not there. All right, Rude. That's it for us, man. We got to get out of here.
All right, buddy. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. coolcaraffe.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.